Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
Mishpatim, the parsha that deals specifically with detailed technical laws of the Torah, basically laws of the Torah that deal with torts, with bailments, with the nitty-gritty that makes us lawyers so happy and allows us to constantly have clients. And the Torah's viewpoint is, I think, very interesting to note, because Mishpatim follows its Ve'ele HaMishpatim. Ve'ele, the Vav, the Hebrew letter Vav, is the connector. It's the connector to what? So Rashi explains that it's the connector to the previous parsha, which dealt with the Ten Commandments. Now, in theory, the Ten Commandments are great, but when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, what do we say? The devil is in the details. And that's true in every aspect of life. You can never draw a contract that really locks every possible loophole closed. So because of that, the Torah here comes and says, now, we've had a general rule not to steal. I'll show you what it means not to steal. I'll show you what it means not to murder. The murder isn't necessarily only taking life. There are different forms of murder. You can injure someone badly, God forbid. You can leave by your negligence. You can leave a pit open. You can drive negligently. There's no limit to the possibilities for man to do something bad and wrong. So the Torah now comes and gives us details. And the Torah says, when I told you not to murder, when I told you not to steal, when I told you not to be immoral, when I told you not to swear falsely, this is what I meant. I'm not satisfied with just general lip service. I'm not satisfied with a world that says, oh, yes, we're all for peace. Everybody's for peace, right? But in order to get peace, I can kill 100 million people to do it. The Torah doesn't buy that. That's not our position. And because of that, therefore, that's the Vav that connects the Ten Commandments to this nitty-gritty detail, because without the nitty-gritty detail, the Ten Commandments are just lofty ideas that have no relevance to everyday life.
So, Rabbi, help me and put this in context, what you've just said. Put that in context for me in connection with people who criticize Judaism for being overly legalistic.
Well, I don't think any faith can be overly legalistic because of the fact that human beings left to their own devices will not necessarily do the right thing. One of the great ideas of the 19th century, really of the Enlightenment, was that people were going to get better and better all the time. And the 20th century disproved that, I think, pretty much. And the 21st century is well on its way to also disproving it. You can't just leave people alone. You have to give them a box to fit in. You have to give them rules. Now, even the Torah's rules don't cover every circumstance, and that's why we keep on having rabbinic response, so we keep on having discussion. Circumstances change. Times change. How do we fit this into the box, so to speak, of halacha, of how the Jews look at it? But it is the legality and the legalistics, if I may say so, of the Torah that make it a Torah of peace and of harmony and being able to live together. If you want to just have great theories, you know, great theories are wonderful, but we've seen how great theories such as Marx and others have almost destroyed all of mankind. So I think that the way to go, the way the Jewish people have always gone, is by legalisms. Now, the legalisms apply to the observance of mitzvot as well. There's a certain way to hold the lulav and etrog on Sukkot. There's a certain way to build a sukkah. There's a certain way to observe the Sabbath. We cannot leave everything up to everyone's devices, because then you have nothing at the end. Then you have just pure chaos. So the Torah constructs for us, as I said, this box. And we try to fit ourselves in within the box. The wonderful thing about the box is there's plenty of room. And there's a lot of flexibility and a lot of individuality. But nevertheless, the box is there.
Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about Mishpatim. Thank you very much, Rabbi. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.